Today, the third Sunday of Advent, is known as Gaudete Sunday. The word Gaudete is the very first word of the entrance antiphon for this Mass, and it's Latin for rejoice. It's a command, actually. Rejoice. The Church calls us on this day when the deep violet lightens to the lighter rose to rejoice that the Lord is near. So we're invited to reflect in a particular way on the meaning of joy. You see that word in the banner up here of the third candle. I wanted to share with you this morning a little anecdote from the life of St. Francis of Assisi, where he teaches one of his first followers, Brother Leo, about what he calls perfect joy. So listen to this tale. It's a little long, but I think you'll find it interesting. On a cold winter's day, St. Francis walked with Brother Leo from Perugia to the Porciuncula. That was the church where St. Francis founded the Franciscan order. Because of their poverty, they suffered much in the cold. At one point, St. Francis said to Brother Leo, "If God desired that the Friars Minor," those are the Franciscans, the first Franciscan brothers, "if God desired that they should serve as a great example of holiness to all people in all lands, please write down that this would not be perfect joy." At some point later in their journey, St. Francis said to Brother Leo, "If the Friars Minor could make the lame walk, if we could straighten the crooked, if we could chase away demons, if we could give sight to the blind and speech to the dumb, even if we could raise the dead after 4 days, please write down and note carefully that this would not be perfect joy." Soon after, St. Francis said to Brother Leo, "If the Friars Minor could speak every language, if they knew everything about science, if they could explain all the scriptures, if they could predict the future and reveal the secrets of every soul, please write down and note carefully that this would not be perfect joy." After a few more steps, St. Francis cried, "Brother Leo, little one of God, if the Friars Minor could sing like angels, if they could explain the movements of the stars, if they knew everything about all animals, birds, fish, plants, stones, trees, and all men, please write down and note carefully that this would not be perfect joy." Finally, St. Francis cried again, "Brother Leo, if the Friars Minor could preach and convert every person to faith in Christ, please write down and note carefully that even this is not perfect joy." Now, Brother Leo, a bit exasperated, says to St. Francis, "Father Francis, I pray that you will teach me about perfect joy." St. Francis answered, "If we arrive at the Porciuncula, and if we are drenched with rain, trembling with cold, covered in mud, and exhausted from hunger, and if we knock on the convent gate, and if we are not recognized by the porter, and if he tells us that we are impostors who seek to deceive the world and steal from the poor, and if he refuses to open the gate, leaves us outside, exposed to the rain and the snow, suffering from cold and hunger, then if we embrace the injustice, cruelty, and contempt with patience, without complaining, and if we believe in faith, love, and humility that the porter knew us but was told by God to reject us, then, my dear Brother Leo, please write down and note carefully that this is perfect joy." St. Francis went on, "Brother Leo, if we knock again, and if the porter drives us away with curses and blows, and if he accuses us of robbery and other crimes, if we embrace this with patience, without complaining, and if we believe in faith, love, and humility that the porter knew us but was told by God to reject us again, then, my dear Brother Leo, please write down and note carefully that this, finally, is perfect joy." St. Francis said once more, "If urged by cold and hunger we knock again, if we call again to the porter, if we plead to him with many tears to open the gate and to give us shelter out of love for God, and if he returns more angry than ever, and if he calls us annoying rascals and beats us with a knotted stick, and if he throws us to the ground, rolls us in the snow, and beats us again with a knotted stick, and if we bear these injuries with patience, without complaining, And if we think upon the sufferings of our blessed crucified Lord, then, most beloved Brother Leo, please write down and note carefully that this, finally, is perfect joy. Not what we might expect from the saint of the birdbath, is it? And St. Francis, I'm sure himself, would admit that he is exaggerating here a bit to make a point. And his point is an important one. That joy for the Christian, true joy, what he calls perfect joy, is something much different from simply earthly comfort and pleasure. For the Christian, joy, as we heard the prophet say today, is found in God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. Again, not in worldly comfort, not in an easy life, in God. And St. Paul, the apostle, said in our second reading, rejoice always. Notice, he didn't say, rejoice when things are going your way, when you've got it good, when you've got a comfortable, pleasant life. No, rejoice always. And he goes on, in all circumstances, give thanks. Why is this? It's because Christian joy is the fruit of recognizing that God is with us in all things. That's what we proclaim, isn't it, at Christmas, with that word Emmanuel, God is with us. That's the hope that sustains us in these Advent days, that no matter what happens, God is with us. St. Jose Maria once remarked, if things go well, let us rejoice, blessing God who makes them prosper. And if they go badly, let us rejoice, blessing God who allows us to share in the sweetness of his cross. You see, even suffering is cause for joy because it's a way of being close to the Lord. And in our suffering, he is with us. To know this kind of joy takes great humility. It's a virtue that really defines St. John the Baptist, isn't it? I am not the Christ. I'm not even worthy to unfasten his sandal. You see, what humility does is it takes our eyes off of ourselves and fixes them on the Lord so that we can find him in all things and in that way experience true, perfect joy. The kind of joy that sustains us through the ups and downs of this life as we await the perfect eternal delights of heaven. Let's ask our Lord today then that we might live in that humble way and begin here on earth to taste perfect joy by knowing that he is with us in all things, and so we truly can rejoice always. St. Gerard Majella. Thank you.